Romanian skull suggests a link between gay men and Neanderthals. 16th of January 2007, this is Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Pestera Ciuciuc, some shit, Romania. A 3,500-year-old skull found in a Romanian cave shares features of both modern homosexual men and Neanderthals, which suggests that the two species may have interbred for centuries. Until recently, scientists believed that Neanderthals were replaced by modern human beings. They believed that it was unlikely that the two groups of subhumans intermixed, and that the last traces of Neanderthals vanished approximately 24,000 years ago. However, the discovery at Pestera Cu whatever the fuck it is skull has caused scientists to reconsider these theories, and many now conclude that the two groups did interbreed, Neanderthals giving rise, so to speak, not only to human beings per se, but to homosexual men. Heterosexual men and women, by contrast, it is now believed, are derived from interbreeding between more advanced Cro-Magnons and early human beings. Therefore, homosexual males and the rest of humanity, including lesbians, are believed to be of an entirely different species. Meyer Madison, an anthropologist at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., explains, quote, "That's why homosexual men tend to be sterile," unquote. Eric Trinkaus of Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri, discusses the missing link between Neanderthals and homosexual men in a paper that was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. "The skull looks like the type that is characteristic of the facial structure that accompanies a male body type that gays refer as belonging to twinks, short for Twinkies, the golden brown cream-filled snack cake. The bony ridge above the eyes is less pronounced, and the cheekbones are higher, the eye sockets are larger and more nearly round, and in general the heft and density of the bone is more delicate than that of most other male skulls. In addition, the oral cavity is larger, suggesting a facility for fellatio," according to Trinkaus. "In addition, traces of DNA from both Neanderthals and modern humans was found inside the interior of the skull, which resulted, Trinkaus believes, from semen deposits. The skull and the DNA were carbon dated and have been determined to be approximately 3,500 years old. Trinkaus concludes, quote, "Homosexuals, or their prototypes, really have been there with us from the beginning, even from before the beginning of recorded history," unquote. Scientists are hopeful that they may find an entire skeleton in one of the caves. Quote, "A whole skeleton would tell us much more about homosexuals. For example, calcium deposits on their kneecaps would indicate they spent a lot of time kneeling, either at prayer or some other type of worship, and we could tell by the relative bone density and by stress fractures of various sexual positions we're most favored by them," unquote, explains Trinkaus. Scientists theorize that interbreeding among Neanderthals and gays led to genetic mutations that, over centuries, resulted in the peculiar identifying characteristics of modern gays, such as lisps, limp wrists, an exaggerating swiveling of the hips, heightened erogenous zones, and a preference for non-reproductive sexual activities with same-sex partners. Trinkaus contends in his paper that, quote, "These are the signs of homosexuality that gay men perceive subconsciously in their fellows, attributing these subconscious perceptions to an innate sensory apparatus called by them gay radar or gaydar. Such a radar, as it were, really seems to exist, albeit as a genetic ability resulting from centuries of inbreeding," unquote. Gay groups are outraged by Trinkaus' conclusions. Dr. Peter E. Durr, a spokesman for the Gay Defamation League, says, quote, "According to his so-called theories, which are really nothing more than homophobic lies, gay men are subhuman and of a different species altogether than straight men and women. As if that's not bad enough, they further insult the gay community by locating the cave in which they claim to have found this alleged skull in Romania, the land of gypsies, so they can contend we were not only primitive subhumans, but also vagabonds. It's outrageous, unquote. Trinkaus disagreed, saying, quote, it's science, unquote. Discussing his recent findings on The View, O'Donnell said, quote, I always knew gay men were of a different species from lesbians. We're from Venus, and they apparently are from Uranus, unquote. Barbara Walters said, quote, that poor, pitiful subhuman species, unquote. There was no comment from Donald Trump. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.